man, this studio stinks. Ever since we did that experiment with the rotten eggs and the firecrackers and the seaweed.
Don't worry, Don. I brought in an air freshener today.
That's one of those stick-on air fresheners? That won't do the trick, Yael. It just releases a different odor.
Okay. How about this can of coffee grounds? I've heard that that can take the smell out of a room.
That's true. Things such as coffee grounds and charcoal are called physical deodorizers because they absorb tiny particles in the air that are causing the smell. The problem is, eventually they reach a state called equilibrium, in which the deodorizer has absorbed all it can. And then it actually starts releasing the bad smell itself, along with the smell of old coffee grounds.
Oh, man, what can we do?
Baking soda clears up bad smells, and not because it puts out its own perfume or because it absorbs particles. Instead, it chemically neutralizes the odor.
No way.
Way. Baking soda is basic, meaning the opposite of acidic. Most smells people think are bad strike us that way because they are strongly acidic. A good example is sour milk.
Ugh, I hate even thinking about that smell.
Sour milk is acidic. So is garlic. So are onions. Actually, baking soda is pretty unique in that it can also neutralize odors that are too basic, such as dead fish. The closer to chemically neutral something becomes, not too basic, not too acidic, the less bad it smells to us.
Baking soda it is. I'll go buy a box now.
Better make it two.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.